He's provided everything for me, every opportunity, and he's the reason that I'm still in this game, and he's the reason that I continue to play this game.
So. Obviously, a big reason behind a lot of the players and motivationally, and the reason why everyone's here.
Yeah, exactly.
Appreciate you saying those words, and thanks for your time on the pregame show as well.
Thank you.
All right, that's going to do it for our pregame interview. Quick break, and when we return, we'll have starting lineups and starting pitchers here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You're cruising along Highway 54, you're jamming out to your favorite song, you slow down for a red light when out your passenger window another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green, your foot slams the gas, your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on and reality strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the bullpen.
Everybody, and welcome in to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR. I'm Austin Thomas, and it is a warm one once again, and the Raptors hoping to put another one in the win column as they have played well through the heat. Not a statistic that I have for you guys, but as the sun's gotten hotter, so have the Raptors. They've won two out of their last three. Look to keep some of that momentum here as they hit the road for a six straight game on the road as they are starting things off here in Rockford. And the Rivets, they are hosting the Raptors. Let's go ahead and break down the starting lineups for you guys. First off, with the hosting Rockford Rivets, they're going to be led off by center fielder Harrison Bowman. Batting second is the second baseman Tate Shimao. Batting third is the first baseman Ty Wade. Batting fourth is the left fielder Jace Blaylock. Batting fifth is the designated hitter, Cade Climie. Batting sixth is the right fielder, Tommy Townsend. Batting seventh is the shortstop, Connor Cunningham. Batting eighth is the catcher, A.J. Malzone. And batting ninth is the third baseman, Jackson Forbes. They're going to be led out by Danny Cercello. And looking at Cercello, it has not been his best season. And a 17.05 ERA is what he has to show for it. He's allowed 12 earned runs over his 6 1/3 innings. And he's had a couple of strong performances this season. He go to his very first time against Traverse City. He went 2 2/3 innings, allowing just one earned run over those 2 2/3. And then later in the season, back on June 10th against Madison, he went 3 innings, allowing just one run in total. So he's had some good performances. However, it's the other two that have really shocked and shot his ERA up through the roof right now. And his last time out was one of those back at Traverse City. He went 1/3 of an inning, allowing 4 runs on 2 hits and 2 walks. And then earlier in the season, back on June 3rd against Kalamazoo, it was 1/3 of an inning. He allowed 6 runs. All 6 were earned while just issuing 1 out. So that's the look at Cercello. He's had some up and downs. And on the Rafter side, it's Seth Spencer. He's been a little more consistent this season. He's had a lot of great performances, and he's continued to find more and more accuracy over the past few times out. He had no walks in his last performance, allowing just 6 hits in 5 2/3 innings. And when he was taken out of the game, he had allowed just 1 run over those 5 2/3. However, that inherited runner that he left on the bases did come around to score. So he allowed 2 runs in total. Both of them were earned on 6 hits and no walks. He only had 3 strikeouts but didn't need them. And he's continued to step up in innings pitched every time out. He went 3 2/3 in his first, 4 innings in his second, 4 1/3 in his third appearance, and then 5 2/3 innings his last time out. That's a Rafters season high. Nobody has gone more innings than Seth Spencer did back on June 18th against Madison. So he's hoping to keep his momentum going, as the Rafters will be led off by Hiroto Kobayashi, the right fielder. Mason Onyade bats second at short. Batting third is Madden Akko at first base. Batting fourth is Andre Madunio, the DH. Batting fifth is Eric Parker, the second baseman. Batting sixth is Jack Guerrero, the third baseman. Batting seventh is the catcher, Pat Costin. Batting eighth is Gunnar Myro, the center fielder. And batting ninth is Royce Clayton Jr., the left fielder. That is a look at the starting lineups and a starting pitcher breakdown for you here on WFHR. First pitch just about underway. It is a warm one, as I mentioned, 90 degrees Fahrenheit, mostly sunny out here in Rockford. That sun is certainly beating down as we get just past 6:05 p.m. and wind blowing out toward center field, and could be something to watch for. Kobayashi up at the plate. He will take the first pitch low for ball number one at 6:07 p.m. So first pitch underway here in Rockford, and the Rafters looking for a big one on the road. The 1-0 to Kobayashi again misses low, makes it a 2-0 count. So early on in the game, I think we're going to be able to tell whether or not Cercello's on. And that's kind of what we're looking for here. He's a right-handed pitcher, and going up against the righty Kobayashi makes it a righty-righty matchup. That pitch misses low and away, 3-0 count. And when Cercello has gotten into trouble, it's been because of the walks. It hasn't been because of the hits. He's allowed a total of 5 hits over his 6 1/3 innings, but 12 walks on the season. The 3-0 to Kobayashi misses low, and that's ball number 4. So it starts with a leadoff walk from Hiroto Kobayashi before Mason Onyade will step up to the plate. And, well, that not the location that Rivets fans were hoping to see. The Rivets not in the Great Lakes West, and so this is the only time that the Rafters are going to be hitting the road against a non-Great Lakes West team. It'll be these 6 games here. They are going to be facing Rockford for 2, Royal Oak for 2, and Traverse City for 2, as this pitch misses well outside for ball number 1 to Onyade. 1-0 count, and Onyade, the left-handed hitting shortstop, stepping into the batter's box, hoping for a big time out here. He's got Hiroto Kobayashi on first. Kobayashi, a good base stealer, but doesn't show here. Onyade shows bunt, but he pulls back as it misses high. Ball number 2, that's 6 straight balls to start off the game from Cercello, and already a mound visit as they'll talk things over, because this is what I was talking about early. You know, you're going to be able to tell what kind of start you're getting from Cercello basically out the gates. And right now, this is not the start that Rivets fans were looking for. And so a quick talking to, as they want to make sure that they've got him in the right mindset. And Cercello, he will stay out there on the mound, but something that has been really plaguing him all season long, hoping to turn it around. Looking at the Rafters side, though, they could certainly use the help, the free passes. When they're able to take them, they do quite a good job. And on the season, especially on their own side. They have issued a lot of walks from their own pitching staff, Spencer included. Runner on first. Onyade takes the pitch inside. It's a 3-0 count. Onyade, the shortstop, he is a great base runner. Leads the team in stolen bases. And he's hoping to get on base. Shows bunt, pulls back, but that one's in there for strike number one. So first strike of the game, but not the start that Danny Cercella was looking for. He had thrown seven straight balls to begin it before finally finding the strike zone. 3-1 count. Onyade takes it on the inside edge for strike number two. Full count as Cercella starts to find his spots. And so a full count with the runner on first base. Pitch coming home, and it is in there. Strike three. Got him looking, and, well, a big comeback in the count from Danny Cercella as he's able to regain his confidence. The first out of the top of the first inning. Still a 0-0 ball game and a runner on first as Madden Acco steps up to the plate. Acco, the right-handed hitting first baseman. It's a righty-righty matchup. Kobayashi with six stolen bases on the season. He's on first. This one fouled off as the count rolls to 0-1. And Acco, he has had some strong appearances this year. However, he's also had some that haven't gone his way. That was not the case in yesterday's game where Acco went 1-for-2, reaching base three times thanks to a walk and a hit by pitch. And Kobayashi was about to take off, but Cercella didn't throw the ball at the point in time. So Kobayashi had enough time to turn back around and get to the bag before a pickoff attempt was thrown. 0-1 count on the way home. It's inside for ball one, and now the count rolls even at 1-1. Rafters and Rivets up for the third time this season. The Rafters already hosted Rockford for two games earlier in the season. It was a 1-1 split on the series, and a pitch that missed low but swung on and fouled off by Acco brings it 1-2. And the Rivets over in the Great Lakes East, they currently sit in fourth place in the subdivision, 12-13. They're just half of a game. They're one game under 500. A win here would put them at 500. Kobayashi thinking about taking off. 1-2 count, misses low. Now it's 2-2 for Acco. Acco from Fordham University, and he has been really a huge addition to the Rafters. One of the better players at picking up hits. Kobayashi takes off. 2-2 count. It is low for ball three, and no throw down to second as A.J. Malzone tried to frame it behind the plate. Unsuccessful, and the count rolls full with a runner on second base and one out in the top of the first of a 0-0 ball game. So Kobayashi on second. He gets his seventh stolen base of the season. Pitch coming home. It misses in the dirt. That's ball four, and the Rafters now have two base runners aboard. Madden Acco on first. Hiroto Kobayashi on second. Still 0-0 in the top of the first inning, and one away as Andre Madunio will step up to the plate. Now that is who you want to see in a situation like this. Andre Madunio can do a ton of damage. We've already seen it a few times this season. Really good at picking up RBIs because of the power that he has, and with the wind blowing out to straightaway center field, he might be able to do even more. Takes the first pitch for ball number one, a 1-0 count. Madunio, the right-handed hitting DH. It's a righty-righty matchup. And Cercella, already two walks in the game, trying to limit that. The 1-0 count, instead of throwing home, it will be a pickoff attempt back to second base. No throw comes, though, as Cercella just steps off the mound and takes a couple of hops over towards second base, but Kobayashi back in before a throw came. So a 1-0 count still to Madunio, and Madunio, I mean, there's only so much you can say about him. He is one of the highest-rated recruits of his class, and out of high school, he committed to Alabama. Currently in the transfer portal, and looking for a new spot to go. It's a 2-0 count to Madunyo. Both him and Eric Parker are SEC guys. Eric Parker was also in the portal and committed to South Carolina as the pitch to Madunyo is on the lower part of the zone for strike number one, a 2-1 count. And Madunyo, looking at his last game, that was back on Saturday against Lakeshore. He did not play in the game yesterday. And he went 0-4, but he still picked up two RBIs. 2-1 count coming home, and Madunyo takes it low and away for ball number three, a 3-1 count. And Cercello could be on the ropes for walk number three. And with the early mound visit, who knows, maybe we'll start to see a reliever come into the game in just the first inning. But we'll watch as the 3-1 count is fouled off by Madunyo. Thought he had a good piece on it, but just sends it dribbling towards the Rockford dugout. And it's a natural grass field here at Rivet Stadium, and they take care of it as not too many places have natural grass anymore. A lot of turf fields, especially across the Great Lakes West. 3-2 count to Andre Madunyo is sent down the third baseline. Takes an odd hop off the infield grass and into left field. Kobayashi rounds third. He's on the way home, and he will stand up and touch home plate. It's an RBI single for Andre Madunyo. It's 1-0 Wisconsin Rapids in the top of the first. And a big-time pickup for Andre Madunyo as he gets his first RBI of the game. And I told you about the damage that he could cause. Shows it off right there. Sends home the first run of the game and puts Wisconsin Rapids on top. And, well, I was talking about Eric Parker in the last plate appearance. He is stepping up to the plate now. Follows up Madunyo. And Parker, the right-handed hitting second baseman for the Rafters, has runners on first and second with one out and a 1-0 lead in the top of the first. Pitch coming home is high chopper down the third baseline, but foul. So an 0-1 count now, and Parker, a right-handed hitter. It's a righty-righty matchup. Danny Cercello still on the mound, and the runner on second, Madden-Ako. The runner on first, Andre Madunyo. Neither of them have stolen too many bases this year. Ako actually has been caught stealing his last two times. 0-1 count coming home. It misses low and inside for ball number one. 1-1 count. Jack Guerrero on deck. That'll finally be a lefty that we get to see. Only one of the top five batters were left-handed hitters. That was Mason Onyade. And he was the only out recorded so far. Rather surprising with the righty on the mound. Pitch misses low for ball number two. A 2-1 count to the right-handed Parker. And Rafters looking to do some damage early, and looking at the season in total and how runs have been scored, the first inning for the Rafters is one of their biggest. 2-1 count is a fly ball down the right field line reaching towards the stands, and it gets out of play into the seats. So a 2-2 count for the Rafters' second baseman from the University of Georgia. He recently committed to South Carolina, as I had mentioned. And he'll be looking for some big opportunities there, as he already got a few for Georgia. And Georgia was up to number 10 in the nation near the end of the season. 2-2 count is on the lower part of the zone. Strike number three got him looking, and Parker does not like it, and he'll walk slowly back to the dugout after called strike three. That's the second out of the game for Danny Cercello, and both of them coming on backwards Ks. Brings up Jack Guerrero to the plate with runners on first and second. A 1-0 Rafters lead and two outs in the top of the first. Left-handed hitting Guerrero is the third baseman for the Rafters tonight. It's a lefty-righty matchup. First pitch on the way gets a big swing and a miss from Guerrero to bring the count 0-1. And recently, Guerrero's been on a real bit of a hot streak as of late. Really liked seeing what he's been able to do over the past few games. He's riding a three-game hit streak. And last game, he came in as a late-inning substitute. Went 1-for-1 with a walk and a double in the game against Lakeshore. Had an RBI over that, and 0-1 count here. Breaking ball that he holds off on, but it hit the lower outside edge of the zone to bring it 0-2. And Guerrero came in as a substitute, and man, he just has been seeing the ball well as of late. You know, earlier in the week, he was playing against Traverse City in that game number one when he went 2-for-3 with a pair of RBIs. He's had a couple of big games as of late. 0-2 count. This one's hit into right field, and that gets down for a hit. Here comes Acco around third. Medunoz racing for third base, and it's an RBI single as runners are on the corners for the Rafters. It's 2-0 Wisconsin Rapids in the top of the first. Jack Guerrero stays hot. Four straight games with a hit, and it brings up Pat Costin to the plate with a runner on first and third, two outs and a 2-0 lead. Jack Guerrero, a big RBI there, and great to get to see him pick that one up. You've kind of been waiting for him to find his groove, and he certainly has as of late. The first pitch to Pat Costin misses high for ball number one. Costin, the left-handed hitting catcher for the Rafters. It's a lefty-righty matchup. Pitch comes home, and it's in there, called for a strike to bring the count 1-1. And Costin hit his first home run of the season in the game yesterday, and it was an opposite field shot that went out thanks to the wind that was pushing out there. Well, there's a little bit of wind today, and the 1-1 count is ripped over towards third base and off of the glove of third baseman Jackson Forbes and into left center field, so another run will come across to score. It's 3-0 Wisconsin Rapids in the top of the first. Danny Sarcello continues to struggle up there on the mound, and the Rafters are feeling good. Sarcello now nearing the 35 pitch marker already, which means that he's not going to be coming out for inning number two if he throws just a couple more pitches. So runners still on the corners as Guerrero went over to third. First pitch to Gunnar Miro misses high for ball number one. And so Guerrero is on third base. Andre Meduño came home to score, and Pat Costin landed on first. A pitch in here to Miro again misses low and outside. It's now a 2-0 count. And Miro staying patient. He's the right-handed hitting center fielder. Makes it a righty-righty matchup. Two and out count coming home, and that is low for ball three. And officially, that's 35 pitches for Danny Sarcello, which means Sarcello is not coming back out for the second inning. Pitch coming home to Miro on the inside edge. Called for strike number one, and now moves it to a 3-1 count. Officially, it goes down as an error for Pat Costin to reach on, and the error going on third baseman Jackson Forbes as the 3-1 count misses low and outside. Ball number four didn't quite get away from Malzone. He's able to stop it, but not stop the runner from going to first. It's a walk. Gunnar Miro on to first. Pat Costin now moves over to second base. Jack Guerrero remains on third. The bases are loaded with two outs, and the Rafters have Royce Clayton Jr. up at the plate. And Clayton, the right-handed hitting left fielder for the Rafters, he steps up to the batter's box. A 3-0 lead in the top of the first. Bases loaded, two away. First pitch on the way from Sarcello. It's a grounder towards shallow shortstop. Picked up, and he'll step it on the bag himself. Cooper Cunningham finishes off the inning with the sixth unassisted fielder's choice, and that does it for the first inning. The Rafters, though, three runs thanks to the two hits. There was an error, and there were three left on base. It is 3-0 heading into the bottom of the first. This is WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Well, it was a good first inning for the Rafters, but they've got to keep it rolling. And so we'll say roll rats as we head to the bottom of the first inning. It's 3-0. The Rafters putting up three runs in the top of the first thanks to a pair of RBIs and an error. It was an RBI single from Andre Madunio, an RBI single from Jack Guerrero, and an E5 from Jackson Forbes on Pat Costin's grounder that allowed another run to come home to score. So Danny Cercello ends up allowing three runs, and that allows the Rafters to take the early advantage as Seth Spencer will get out to work. And Spencer, he's been looking good as of late, not just as of late, really the whole season. First pitch coming, that one's ripped into left field and gets on through for a leadoff single on the first pitch. So Harrison Bowman took no time to get the rivets there, first base runner. Bowman, the right-handed hitting center fielder, didn't really get much of a chance to introduce him, but it'll be Bowman, Shamau, and Wade who are due up in the bottom of the first for Rockford. And the rivets, one game under 500, looking to get back above that mark. And the Rafters right now, they're not really playing for the first half crown. However, these games still matter to get back into the standings. Not just that, but so that in the second half, if it happens to have a repeat champion pickoff attempt back to first base, it's an 0-1 count to Tate Shamau. If there is a repeat champion, then it's going to be whoever has the best overall record. But at that point, then you look for both the first and second half. So these games matter, even if the Rafters aren't going to be making that first half playoff berth. As the second pitch to Tate Shamau misses low for ball number one. It's a 1-1 count to the right-handed hitting second baseman. Shamau did play against the Rafters earlier. Their grounder over towards short, picked up Onyade, over to Parker. Throw is low and can't be picked up by Madden Akko. He'll race over to it by the dugout, but already the damage was done. So Tate Shamau ends up at second base on the E4. And Harrison Bowman is out at second. So one out is recorded, the lead runner, and then Tate Shamau does get back into scoring position. There is one away with the runner on second base in the bottom of the first inning. That runner, Tate Shamau, and looking at what he's done this season, Shamau has been batting .340, so he's a dangerous guy. And you look at the base stealing, though, he's only got one stolen base as the first pitch comes in and gets a strike to tie Wade. Wade, the right-handed hitting first baseman for the Rivets. Got that runner on second base. 3-0, the Rafters lead in the bottom of the first. 0-1 count, misses low for ball number one, a 1-1 count. And Seth Spencer on the rubber for the Rafters. a 3.06 ERA in his four starts with 17 and two-thirds innings pitched, and a fastball just hits the lower part of the strike zone to bring the count 1-2. And Ty Wade on the season for the Rivets. He is batting just 200 in his 12 games, a two-way player. 1-2 count, gets a swing and a miss for strike number three, and a big pickup for Seth Spencer. It's his first K of the game, and he gets the second out of the first inning as well. A big one there as it brings up Jace Blaylock to the plate with two outs, a runner on second base in the bottom of the first. Still 3-0 Rafters. And Blaylock, the right-handed hitting left fielder. It's a righty-lefty matchup. Pitch coming home. It's on the outside edge for strike number one on the off-speed. Good spot from Seth Spencer. And in Spencer's first appearance of the season, I was a little worried, I'll be honest. He walked eight batters in 3 2/3 innings, despite not allowing an earned run, as this ball is popped up, shallow right side of the infield. Costin rolling over to it. He can't find it, though. And it's lost in the sky as he trailed towards the Rafters dugout, and it fell behind him closer towards home plate. So it was a playable ball, but he just couldn't find it, and the count goes to 0-2. So Blaylock stays alive at the plate. 0-2 count with two away, runner on second base. Pitch coming home from Spencer. It's high for ball number one. 1-2 the count. And, well, since that first outing for Spencer, he's really gotten better with the walks. He walked seven batters between his middle two performances. 1-2 count. Misses inside for ball number two. 2-2. And then in his last time out, went a season high in innings pitched with 5 2/3 and didn't allow a walk. That's what'll certainly help you. The less walks you have, the less pitches you throw, the deeper you're able to go into games. 2-2 count. This one's upstairs. Nearly gets away from Costin, but he's able to knock it down and run over to it before Tate Chamou takes off for third. Only one stolen base on the season for Chamou. He's not going to be a real threat to take off for third, but if a pitch gets away, he certainly could grab that bag. So, got to watch out for it. It's a 3-2 count. Spencer looking home. Hasn't walked a batter since June 13th. And this is a grounder up the middle and racing over towards it. Parker slides, and he just has to keep it in his glove. Throws it back to third, though, as the runner took off. But he's able to slide head first back into the bag just in time to avoid it being tagged out. So Tate Chamou now over to third base while Jace Blaylock is aboard first with an infield single. Brings up Cade Climie to the plate with runners on the corners and two outs in the bottom of the first. 3-0, the Rafters are up. Rafters looking for their third win in four games and hoping to get some momentum rolling their way as the first pitch to Climie is in there for strike number one. Cade Climie, right-handed hitting designated hitter for the Rivets, and he steps up looking to do some damage. 0-1 count is popped up right side of the infield. Parker trailing back out a couple steps into the outfield, loses it in the sun as it drops down into the outfield in front of Kobayashi and behind Parker. Neither of them could locate it. And with two outs, it just drops in there as Cade Climie is aboard with a single. So it was an induced pop-up, but it's going to go down as an RBI single, although not an earned run at the very least, with Tate Chamou reaching first on the error earlier and second. First pitch to Tommy Townsend is outside for ball number one, a 1-0 count. Runners on first and third, and the 1-0 is in there for a strike, makes it 1-1. So Tate Chamou came home to score on that play. It's 3-1 Rafters in the bottom of the first. Rivets trying to come back into the game, and the Pitch to Townsend, misses low. It's a 2-1 count. Spencer really feels like he should be out of this inning at this point. Had induced what could have been a ground ball double play and then had a pop-up. The only real hits were that leadoff single and then this one, which is roped into center field. That gets down in front of Gunnar Myro as he'll throw it back in. It's an RBI single for Tommy Townsend and makes it a one-run game in the bottom of the first. A two-out single for Tommy Townsend, and that's back-to-back-to-back hits for the Rivets, as the Rafters now only have a one-run advantage. Runner on first is Tommy Townsend. The runner on second is Cade Climie. Jace Blaylock came home to score. The first pitch to the left-handed hitting Connor Cunningham is in there for strike number one. Cunningham, the shortstop for the Rivets. It's a lefty-lefty matchup with runners on first and second and two outs. Pitch comes home. It's an off-speed that gets an early swing and a miss from Cunningham to make it an 0-2 count. Great job early in the count from Cunningham. So an 0-2 count. Runner takes off for third, and that is low for ball number one. A 1-2 count as Cade Climie swipes third base. Runner at first is still Tommy Townsend. Pitch comes home. This one is a fly ball foul down the left side and out of play. It's still a 1-2 count. Runner on first is Tommy Townsend, and he's taking off now as this one is belted towards left center field, running up on it, and it's caught by the Rafters left fielder Royce Clayton Jr. for out number three. But two runs do come across on the four hits. There was one error, and there were two left on base. It is 3-2 Rafters heading into the second. This is WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Hey Rafters fans, don't let online troublemakers steal home. Stay in control with the new My Solaris app. It's a grand slam for parents, letting you monitor and block content, set screen time limits, and keep your family safe online, all from your phone or mobile device. Test your internet speed like a pro, set up guest networks, and prioritize devices to keep your family's MVPs working, streaming, or gaming without a hitch. With My Solaris, you're in command, managing your Wi-Fi like a champ. For more information, visit solaris.net/Wi-Fi. App features vary by internet plan and may require a complimentary equipment upgrade.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Well, the top of the second here on WFHR. Thanks for joining us. It's 3-2 Rivets as, or sorry, Rafters have the lead. The Rivets hosting the Rafters. Top of the second coming your way, and the Rafters get back to the top of the order. They had all nine batters step up to the plate last inning. And now turning it back over as Hiroto Kobayashi will lead off. And Kobayashi, the right-handed hitting right fielder for the Rafters. For the second time today, he takes the first pitch low for ball number one. Kobayashi drew a walk back in the first inning, and that walk he came around to score on as he grounds one down the third base line, but foul. and was basically a swinging bunt on that one. He was going full swing, but didn't quite get the part of the baseball he was hoping for. So now it's a 1-1 count. Kobayashi running back to pick up his bat. And, well, in the top of the first, there were three walks from Danny Cercello and a new pitcher into the game now for the Rivets as this one misses all the way to the backstop. Brings the count 2-1. And the new pitcher into the game is Aiden Adams. And Adams, a left-hander, he fires and misses for ball number three, a 3-1 count. And the walks, the biggest reason why Cercello was out of the game, he walked three batters while striking out just two as this pitch misses low and inside. And Kobayashi's running over to first as he was thinking, hey, if it gets far enough away, maybe he could run off to second on the walk, but he'll stay on first base. So Kobayashi on for the second time today, his second walk of the game, and it brings up Mason Oñate to the plate with a runner on first and nobody out in the top of the second. 3-2 Rafters, and Oñate, the left-handed hitting shortstop, pickoff attempt back to first, but the throw not in time. No tag applied to Kobayashi, so he'll slide back into the bag. And well, maybe with a throw that was closer to Kobayashi, he could have had him out. First pitch coming home. This one is hit high in the air towards left field. Running over to it in left field, it is caught by Jace Blaylock, and he'll throw it back in to keep Kobayashi on first base. There's now one out in the top of the second inning. Kobayashi on first base, and it brings up the right-handed hitting first baseman Madden Akko for his second plate appearance of the game. Real quick, Jack Guerrero had to run out and pick up the bat of Mason Oñate, who had headed back to the dugout. Now we're ready to go, and Akko looking to move that runner forward. He will take the first pitch low for ball number one, a 1-0 count. Akko also drew a walk in his first appearance. Also came around to score, just like Kobayashi. 1-0 count on the way home, and it's a breaking ball that drops in there for strike number one. Good pitch from Aiden Adam. And finishing up Cercello's line, Danny Cercello went one inning pitched. He allowed two hits, three runs. Two of them were earned. Pitch coming home. It's a big swing and a miss from Akko to make it a 1-2 count. And Cercello walked three batters, picked up two strikeouts, no hit batters, no balks, and also no wild pitches. Pitch comes home to Akko. This one is crushed out towards left field. Running back at the warning track, at the wall. See you later. Booyah! Madden Akko! Two-run shot in the top of the second. Puts the Rafters up three runs. 5-2 Wisconsin Rapids. And that one was hammered out there. Two RBIs for Madden Akko. It's his second run scored of the game. And, well, that home run, a big one for the Rafters. It's his first home run of the season and builds the lead back up to three. Clears the bases as Andre Madunio will step up to the batter's box. 5-2 Wisconsin Rapids with one out in the top of the second. Offense is looking good early on, and the first pitch to Madunio misses inside. It's a 1-0 count. Madunio, the right-handed hitting DH, it's a righty-lefty matchup. Aiden Adam not having the start that he was looking for. 1-0 count is a big swing and a miss, swinging early from Madunio and swinging so hard that he knocked his elbow guard off. Now a 1-1 count, and Madunio picked up the first hit of the game for the Rafters back in that first inning. It was an RBI single that sent Kobayashi home to score. 1-1 count, another swing and a miss from Madunio. He was well early on that pitch. He was seeing dead red, as they like to see. He was waiting on the fastball, didn't get it. Makes it look a little silly out there, but Madueño still has been one of the better batters since he's been in the lineup for the Rafters. Has a 1-2 count with nobody on and one away. Pitch comes home, and it's fouled back. So remains 1-2. Eric Parker on deck, and to get those back-to-back SEC bats. And, well, one of the things that I was actually told earlier today is that Andre Madueño, who I'd mentioned was in the transfer portal, he actually is no longer in the transfer portal. He's committed to Cal. 1-2 count. This one is sent high in the air. See you later. Gone. Way out of here. And I didn't even have to see that one leave. Everyone just turned and stared. Madueño must have sent that one 600 feet. It is 6-2 Rafters, and it's the first time this season of back-to-back home runs. Maninaco followed by Andre Madueño, and that baseball is sent over state lines. My goodness. That has got to be the farthest hit baseball of the season. 6-2 Wisconsin Rapids in the top of the second. The bats are awake. And it brings up the right-handed hitting second baseman Eric Parker to the plate. First pitch to him misses low for ball number one. And well, for Madueño, that was with a 1-2 count. Back-to-back plate appearances, had a 1-2 count. Aiden Adam was in the lead, but not able to finish it off because of the home runs. That pitch again misses low. It's now a 2-0 count, and all of a sudden, Adam may be a little frazzled out there. 2-0 the count with one away in the top of the second. That pitch on the inside edge is called for strike number one. It's a 2-1 count, and Eric Parker, back in the first inning, he struck out looking, was not happy with it, and swings and misses well early on that pitch, makes it a 2-2 count. And Parker hoping to improve his odds. And, well, he's been great from the plate this season. It's been more of the defensive side that has brought him down as the 2-2 count. Misses low for ball number three. And Parker, I mean, he's really fun to watch from inside the batter's box. And, well, has a 13-game on-base streak, but swings and misses at this pitch. That's strike number three. That's his second K of the game. And it brings up Jack Guerrero to the plate with two outs, nobody on in the top of the second inning. It's 6-2 Rafters. Back-to-back home runs from Andre Madueño and Maninaco put the Rafters up to a three-run second inning after their three-run first inning. And a multi-run inning every time that we've seen the teams come up to bat. This one, a grounder over towards second base, picked up, and the throw to first is in time, so it's a 4-3 ground out. And, well, the Rafters don't seem to mind. They scored another three runs there thanks to the two hits. Both were home runs. There were no errors and nobody left on base. It's 6-2 Rafters heading into the bottom of the second on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Let's get back to Rafters baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Let's get back to Rafters baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Well, the bottom of the second coming your way here from Rockford, Illinois, as the Rafters and Rivets are locked into game number one of a two-game series, and the Rafters put on the fireworks early. July 4th isn't for another 2 weeks or so, but hey, they let them go here with a pair of back-to-back home runs. Madden Acco, Andre Madunio both hit a home run in that second inning. Acco's a two-run shot, and that one just cleared the fence over in left field. Before Andre Madunio saw what Acco did, he said, you know what? I'll do you one better. And he sent one well over the trees out there into no man's land. Nobody's going to find that baseball. Actually, I think that might have hit the moon, come to think of it. It might have left our gravitational field. But, well, I guess only scientists would be able to tell that. It's 6-2 in the bottom of the second, and the Rafters are going to be facing the 8-9-1 batters in the lineup for the Rivets. And those batters are A.J. Malzone, Jackson Forbes, and Harrison Bowman. Seth Spencer on the mound, and he fires the first pitch low for ball number one. He allowed two runs back in the first inning, although neither of them were earned runs. Pitch on the way here. It misses low to make it a 2-0 count. So Spencer, that's kind of been his deal this season, and he's allowed a couple of runs in games, but they almost never are earned. 2-0 count comes on in and hits there for strike number one. It is worth noting that those runs in the first inning is the first time this season that Spencer has allowed a run in the first inning. That pitch misses low for ball number three, so he is no longer shut out in the first. After his fifth start, he was hit a little harder. A grounder towards the right side of the field, picked up by Acco, who will flip it to Spencer, racing over to first, not in time. A.J. Malzone able to make it onto first base with an infield single, and Seth Spencer couldn't quite reach first base in time to beat A.J. Malzone. Who says catchers can't run? Malzone able to prove those people wrong, and he's over onto first base with nobody out. In the bottom of the second, still 6-2 Rafters. Runner on first for the left-handed hitting Jackson Forbes. Third baseman, and he takes the first pitch low, and it gets away from Costin a little bit. He wasn't able to locate it at first. And now we'll switch out the baseball after it was in the dirt. So, new one here. Runner did stay on first, though. Malzone didn't want to get off and running again already. Give him a little bit of a break there, and pitch outside to Jackson Forbes brings the count 2-0, and Spencer, who recently has been finding his success by finding the strike zone, he has been missing the strike zone a little bit more often this game. 2-0 count. This one's ripped towards right field. Running back, Kobayashi had lost it in the sky, and it goes over his glove. Not able to track it down, and now Gunnar Myro over to it. He'll pick it up, throw it in. It's cut off by Parker. Parker's throw is up the line, and it could have been way out at home, but Parker not able to locate it for his first error of the game. And that one, man, it was a great throw from Gunnar Myro. Goes down as a double for Jackson Forbes. But Eric Parker continues to struggle defensively. Two plays that could have gone his way, but he wasn't able to make the throw on. Not sure actually either of those are going to go down as errors on him, as this pitch is fouled back to bring it an 0-1 count. But Parker has really struggled defensively this season for the Rafters and tried moving him over to second base where he might be a little more comfortable, but unfortunately it still hasn't resulted in the strong defense. But that's one of the parts of the Northwoods League, though, is that you've got to develop these guys out here. And that pitch outside misses for ball number one. And this is where these guys get key reps. You know, it's important for players to make mistakes. You can't learn if you never make mistakes, and that's one of the biggest deals about a league like this, is it's fouled away by Harrison Bowman. Obviously, you're trying to win baseball games, and you know, you've got to go with your best guys, but at the same point in time, if a guy struggles defensively, how is he ever going to get better? if he never has those opportunities to prove himself. And that's one of the key things that we're kind of watching for from Eric Parker is those reps. Here's a grounder towards third, picked up, throw across the diamond, over to first is in time. Guerrero over to Akko. It's a 5-3 putout as Harrison Bowman is retired, but it is an RBI. He sends home Jackson Forbes after Forbes had stolen third. So now it is a 6-4 game in the bottom of the second. And indeed, yeah, there was not an error called on Parker back on that last play. Had a couple of weird scoring situations you don't see all too often with the fielder's choice, and there hadn't been a runner on first, likely considered an error on Parker earlier, but you can't assume a double play, so, man, scoring is always fun. I always love going in detail about it. 0-2 count on the way to Tate Shamal. It's fouled off of his foot, so he stays alive, but, well, maybe not the feeling in his foot. So an 0-2 count, and Shamal, the right-handed hitting second baseman, he's the one who grounded over to shortstop earlier. It was a flip from Onyade over to Parker. As this one's grounded over towards third. Long throw from Guerrero, and he's not able to make it in time. So it's an infield single for Tate Shamal as Shamal is over to first base. And once again, the Rivets have a runner on first. The Rafters can't quite pull away. They've scored three runs in each of the first two innings, but the Rivets staying in this one. It's 6-4 in the bottom of the second. Runner on first base, and well, they check him on the bag as there's a pickoff attempt back his way. So still no first pitch to the right-handed hitting first baseman, Ty Wade. And this pitch has popped up, should reach foul territory, and it's going out of play. It hits the concourse and bounces towards the seats, and now back towards concessions. It's a hot one here, even still, as the sun finally has started to set behind the stadium, but only for the fans in the stands. Still out there on the field, they are playing in the beating sun, and righty-lefty matchup, the pitch to Wade is in there for strike number two. 0-2 the count, and Wade, he is up for the second time today. He is 0-1 with that strikeout from the first inning. On first base, Tate Shamal, not really taking off yet. Pitch comes home, it's a swing and a miss for strike number three, and that's the second out of the second inning. Big pickup for Seth Spencer, and it's his second strikeout of the game, both of them on Ty Wade. Brings up Jace Blaylock to the plate with two outs in the bottom of the second and a runner on first. Blaylock representing the tying run of the game after the Rafters led 6-2 entering the frame. Pickoff attempt back to first base keeps Shamal on the bag, and the Rafters trying to get out of this inning. Spencer has this one fly ball towards the right side of the infield and picked up by Akko in foul territory right next to the first base coach, and that is out number three. So the Rafters are able to get out of the inning, but not before two runs came across. Those two runs came around to score thanks to the three hits. There were no errors, and there was one left on base. It's 6-4 Rafters as we hit the top of the third inning here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Make a splash this summer on your brand new jet ski. It's Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa's Ride the Wave giveaway. Earn entries now to have a chance to win not one, but two Kawasaki jet skis on June 28th. Also, multiple winners of cash prizes of up to $1,000. On weekends, it's Summer Knife Rewards. Receive $25 in free rewards play. And on Sundays, spin the Sunny Money Wheel to win up to $500 in cash. Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
Must be 21. See Ho-Chunk Gaming representative for more details.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party NV Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Well, into the top of the third we go here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, and the Rafters still hold a lead. It's 6-4 entering the third, and the Rafters were not quite able to hold the Rivets back. The Rivets have scored two runs in each inning. However, the Rafters still feeling pretty good as the ball is